Football goalkeeper Petr Čech, who may well be the most famous Czech on the planet, will retire after a last appearance for Arsenal in the final of the Europa League on Wednesday. In a twist of fate, the game will be against Chelsea, the club with which he won virtually every prize going. To discuss his amazing career, Ian Willoughby spoke to football journalist Karel Herring. He was first struck by Petr Čech in 2009 when he began appearing for Chmel Blšany at 17 and offers this assessment of the qualities that took him to the top and kept him there.
I think it was his will to work hard, will to improve, to push himself, and especially hunger for win, because, you know, not many players still remain in Hungary after winning some trophies. But he wanted every season as much as trophies as possible to win.
Čech has won 4 Premier League titles, 4 FA Cups, 3 League Cups, 1 Champions League, of course, and 1 Europa League. And he still holds clean sheets records and is the most capped Czech player ever. Is it possible to speak, though, about one single greatest achievement or greatest game in connection with Petr Čech?
I think it was the Champions League final in 2012, when they won it with Chelsea. You know what made it special for him? That they defeated Bayern after penalty shootout. So, you know, it was really special for him because it wasn't only for Premier League, but it was worldwide, and all the people could see that he was the main hero in the end. So I think it was the biggest trophy for him.
As I mentioned, he's the most capped Czech international ever. He was the captain of the national team. Where does he stand in the pantheon of great Czech players, alongside the likes of Masopust or Bitsan or even Pavel Nedvěd?
I think he belongs among best 3 players ever. I can't well, you Pepe Bitsan, because it's really too long in history. But I think he deserves to be next to Pavel Nedvěd and Josef Masopust. And he's absolutely top in terms of trophies. You know, it's kind of a cliche, but time will tell us how extraordinary and successful player Petr Čech was. He is the last one from the famous generation who played in a top club, so I think we will wait a long time for another player who could play for such a long time at this level.
And what does the future hold for Petr Čech? Because there have been reports he's going to become sporting director at his old club, Chelsea. If he takes that job, do you know what would he actually be doing?
You know, in general, he's a very intelligent player. You can talk with him about almost every topic. And I think what he really needs is challenge to do something which is tough, difficult, but also what can really challenge him. So this is the reason why I think being coach or manager is not the thing, what he would interested him now. So I think he would prefer a role as Pavel Nedvěd has in Juventus. So close cooperation with manager of the team. He can deal transfers about the new sign. So I think this is position which he really likes and he's looking forward to do.